case tonight.
Vice Mayor Billy Withers overwhelmed his opponent with 73% of the vote.
It's no question that I very much appreciate all the support I got today. I saw a lot of familiar faces. Ward 2 is a great ward. The whole city is a good city, but Ward 2, especially for me, is just a great. They voted. They come out to vote in Ward 2, as you can tell.
Yeah.
And but I had a lot of good support too. The people that helped me with this campaign made it much easier for me. As you know, I'll be 75 in 2 weeks, so I couldn't do all the things I could do when I was running at an early age. But I had a ton of really, really good support people that helped me through this, and I very much appreciate their efforts too, because they made it what it is.
Billy Withers, Jason Graham, winners in the contested races for seats on Fredericksburg City Council. I'm Ted Schubel. Here's your News Talk 1230 WFVA Weather Channel forecast.
High pressure locked in over the western Atlantic, and it is hot. We've blown right by warm. We will see sunshine today, run it up to around 90 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear, low 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine, a few clouds, high near 90 once again. And then we do that again Friday, maybe a stray shower for the afternoon. For News Talk 1230 WFVA, I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel.
Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
There is a Berrien Wine Festival coming to Embry Mill. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk a lot this morning about what is going on at Embry Mill in Stafford. Gary Scola and Fred Garnes from Newland Communities here to talk about it. Guys, good morning. Great to have you here this morning. Thanks for
good
getting
morning.
Up and coming
good
in. We're glad to have you guys back. When we last talked, we were getting ready for the Christmas parade over in that area, and springtime, and this Berrien Wine Festival. This is something new, isn't it?
It is, and you know, the community we're building is pretty substantial. You know, it's over 1,800 homes at the end of the day, and when you commit to doing such a large project, you commit to being part of the community. So we've made a commitment to partner with Tour Stafford and do these types of events with the county and other local businesses. So we've partnered with Stafford Virginia Tourism and also Grapes and Grains to hold the first annual Berrien Wine Festival at Embry Mill. And of course, it also brings people to our community, which we'd love to have you. We're very excited about the community and all the new things we have to offer. A little bit of a cheesy line, but if you haven't been to Embry Mill lately, you haven't been to Embry Mill.
Boy, that is true, though.
It's exciting, the new products we have and all the new homes and some new builders. We've listened to our buyers as they've come through, and some of our shoppers that have bought in Embry Mill, some that haven't. And so we listen to them and try to fill those gaps for what buyers are looking for. And we're pretty certain that we have something for everybody there at Embry Mill.
I think you could say we continually evolved the community.
Yes, certainly.
And boy, that's for what you guys do. That's got to be exciting to build a community from the ground floor up and to see what they want and to just kind of, you know, put all the pieces together and put things together like a parade or put things together like this festival.
No, it's exciting. And each one of our staff will be there working the event. You'll see us at the door or collecting tickets or just helping people park. We love being part of these events and part of the community. And you know, we're really looking forward to it. And I think we have some great vendors there, and Marias Vineyards, who's off of 17 West, and Potomac Point Vineyard and Winery. I think if you're a wine drinker in Stafford,
you say yes, you know them.
Each of these places. Also, we have Adventure Brewing Company and Spencer Devon Brewing out of Fredericksburg. They're all local businesses that we wanted to team up with. We also going to have food trucks out there serving snacks and also lunch.
Westmoreland Berry Farms. They're going to provide a lot of the berries for the berry part of the berry festival.
Right, and then we have the Funnel Cake Cafe. So it wouldn't be a food truck
if you had some funnel cake. Exactly.
I think it's also worth mentioning that each of our builder partners who will be there, all of the models will be open, and obviously they'd love for you to come and tour the models. and they'll also be serving light hors d'oeuvres and snacks. I think it'll be a little bit of a competition to see who can come up with the best food between the builders. So I think you could probably get fed pretty well along with drinking some great wine and beer.
This is going to be a very family-friendly event here, it looks like.
Absolutely, absolutely. So this event is not just for people over 21. Obviously, you have to be over 21 to enter the area where they're serving the wine and alcohol. But also, we've teamed up with another local business, the Augustine Golf Club. And they're going to be bringing, I believe it's called Golfzilla.
Oh, wait, I don't think you can say that.
I can't.
It's the dinosaur-shaped inflatable golf.
Okay, it's basically a game for the kids and adults, too.
Okay, yeah.
Basically a giant inflatable golfing dinosaur.
Yeah.
For the kids
where you try to hit the target with some,
I've seen pictures of it,
ball, golf ball. So it should be a lot of fun. Keep the kids occupied. We also have a playground, tot lot, right there within 50 feet of where the event's going to be held. And we really do welcome you to walk the community and see as much of it as you can. And also drive around during the event. It's going to be going on for 5 hours. So
if I may, you have, time you to have visit. Live music for the DJ there. We're going to have face painters and balloon twisters for the kids. And the only people that pay to attend the drinking part of it are the drinkers. The children get in free, and non-drinkers, of course, get in free. So we're encouraging the family to come out for the whole day.
This will be May 19th. It's from noon to 5, and you get tickets. I've seen where you can get tickets online or through Facebook or. There's, I think, several different ways.
Yeah, if you visit our Facebook page, you can get a link to it. It's called EmbryMillEvents.com, and you can purchase your tickets right there. Pretty easy to navigate to. And you could also stop by and get them from us at our Welcome Center at 466 Embry Mill Road as well.
You also buy them at GrapesAndGrainsTrail.com. This is all done through PayPal, but again, like you said, you can buy them the day of the event.
Boy, again, it's a great chance to showcase the community, but also just to have a good time.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, we're hoping for good weather. It seems like the good weather is finally upon us. We've all been waiting very long for it, and obviously that will make for a better day. So if we have a nice day, we expect it to be pretty crowded. We've also partnered with the Ebenezer Church that's up at the middle of Embry Mill Road, and they've agreed graciously to allow us to have overflow parking in their church parking lot for the day, as they do not have any events scheduled. So that worked out well for us. So we have plenty of parking. We're going to have a shuttle looping people in and out of the event. So please come out and join us.
And it looks like something for everyone, really, because of, as you've described, all the things going on.
Yeah, and I guess we should probably tell you when it is.
May
19th. And the tickets are $10 a piece. And, you know, we'd love to have you all out there. We're hoping for a pretty big crowd. And this is the first annual Berry and Wine Festival. We're hoping to make this an annual event.
Right.
And if we're still there, we'll continue to carry the torch, but hopefully Stafford Tourism. Grapes and Grains will keep it going for many years to come. I think it's going to be a great event, and we're really looking forward to it.
Time of year, there are always a number of these kind of things in the fall. This is nice that you're offering a spring event and something of that sort.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that this time, the key to the spring event is the weather in this area. When you plan, you have to be ready for that rain because you never know.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, it's May 19th, noon to 5, and go to the Embry Mill Facebook page?
Or EmbryMillEvents.com.
EmbryMillEvents.com, the website for this. And the first annual Berry and Wine Festival at Embry Mill, May 19th, starts at noon, goes till 5 at Embry Mill. Anything else that we missed on that? I think we've covered all the basics, and we'll mention this through the show today, and again give you all the details again right at the end. But looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is. We're really looking forward to it.
Yeah,
thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, now we're gonna dive in and talk more about Embry Mill and what's available there. The Berry and Wine Festival, May 19th, noon to 5, And we will continue to talk about that and give you information on how to get tickets and such. Gary Scola and Fred Garns here from Embry-Mill. More coming up this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Town Talk powered by Stafford Tourism this morning. For information on events and activities, visit TourStaffordVA.com. TourStaffordVA.com. We will be right back.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
We are talking Embry-Mill this morning with Gary Scola and Fred Garns from Newland Communities. Gary, I was saying before the show that so some of the best publicity you get are from people that I know on Facebook who live in Embry-Mill, who just love Embry-Mill, and a lot of their Facebook postings are just on the fact that they're either talking about their house or the community or the fun things, and it sometimes I look at it and sometimes you get tired of how happy they are.
Well, we don't get tired of it. We love it, and you know, it's pretty good PR for our company and the community itself. And you know, the amenities that we've built there really do encourage getting outdoors and being part of the community and interacting with your neighbors.
You see that all the time. When I've gone up there for events or to see things, you do it. And one of the things that is very appealing is you see people, you know, out, you know, walking as families.
I think the word you were going for is walkable.
Walkable, yeah.
Right. And if you were to drive into the community around 9 o'clock or so, you'll see the moms with their baby strollers.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the first really nice day we had this year, sometime in February, there had to be 50 moms out there running up and down Mine Road.
Oh, you're talking about the
trail.
Quantico Mom Brigade? Or
yes,
like,
I believe they start down at the Rouse Center,
and
then they work their way. And the big challenge is to run up Embry-Mill Road because it's a pretty steep hill when you get to the end of that run. So you go up it, you get to come down it too. So it's pretty good. So we love the activity in the community. Spring is here. Summer's right around the corner. And you're going to see the streets very active. And one of the most active places are a dog park. And I do brag a little bit about this dog park because I do believe it's the nicest dog park in all of Virginia. If you haven't seen it, come by
not.
And check it out.
It is a residence-only dog park.
Yes, it is. We've had several people think it's a public park. It's not. But, you know, quite frankly, if you're interested in the community, you come by. We give you a pass to use the amenities for the day, essentially resident for a day.
Yeah.
You can come by and use the dog park and check it out. But it really is a beautiful facility. And we also have our festival park where we have movies on the weekends in the summertime.
Yep.
We hold all kinds of events there. We have outdoor fire pits that are open to the residents.
Bands, you know, contests.
We also have the Embry House. The Embry House is a fantastic facility. And we get to know some of our residents because we have our HOA offices are in that building and we meet there from time to time. We used to meet there on a weekly basis, a little bit less now.
Grounds Bistro.
And with the Grounds Bistro with fantastic food for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They do have Sunday brunch as well, and they have Trivia Night, Taco Tuesday. They have events all the time.
If you're coming to Trivia Night, you better get
there early. Yeah, Monday night, Trivia Night. I walk in there on Monday night, and never saw such a big crowd. I thought it was Friday.
Yeah.
I was a little confused. But it's fantastic facility, great food, great people, and we get to know some of our residents there because a lot of times as the developer, we don't see that part of it. But
right.
We're also part of the HOA. So we do get to meet a lot of these residents and listen to their comments and concerns and compliments. We do get a lot of those.
Yeah. Well, and the fact that Stafford doesn't really have, because you hear this a lot, that there's not really there's not a gathering place in Stafford. There's not a downtown in Stafford.
Right.
But you're helping to create that for your residents, and that's really what Embry-Mill is providing.
Yeah, essentially that's what we do as Newland Communities. We're placemakers. We don't consider we sell houses.
Yeah.
We sell community and lifestyle. And quite frankly, Fred has done a fantastic job of putting these things together and getting the message out there to bring people to our community. And quite frankly, we're having difficulty building enough lots for the homes to go on fast enough.
Yeah.
because they're selling very well. We've got fantastic builders and fantastic product. You can get anything from a condominium in the low 300s to a 4,000 to 5,000 square foot house on a cul-de-sac lot with a backyard. So we have a wide range for any builder. We have single level living for the active adult. But
we provide a place where it has a large variety of products and a lifestyle that everyone wants and desires. Mm-hmm. And then, like he's saying, we have all the product you can dream of for you to come choose whichever house you want. But establishing that place and being placemakers is key.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the builders buy in. They understand that it's not just about them. They're part of our community as well. So the builders understand that if someone's coming here, they're not just coming to look at my house, they're looking at everybody's house. Mm-hmm. And if I sell one this week, great. If the other guy sells another one, just as well. Yeah, they just keep the community going and pretty good. They play pretty well in the sandbox together. So it's very nice. And you know, some exciting things to see if you come to the Berry and Wine Festival or any time by Embry Mill, please make sure you try to visit some of the models. I can't say I have favorites, but some that are unique is the single level living product by Dries Homes. And they also are showcasing their 90th anniversary home. It's essentially modeled after the first home that they ever built. And it's pretty unique looking on the outside. Yeah. Big bulky brick on the front that at first we were like, I don't know if we want that there. But it actually looks fantastic. It breaks up the streetscape a little bit.
It well.
And they did a fantastic job in the building. And also, oddly enough, because it's modeled after an older home, it's probably one of the more technologically advanced homes in the community. And all those advances and options are available to the buyer. And the house is controlled by Alexa. It has integral speakers with smart home technology. You can control the temperature of the house, lights.
That's just amazing.
Door locks.
I've seen that. It's amazing.
It's pretty nice feature. It's pretty cool. So it's easier to get in a new home than to retrofit it into an older home.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, and I've heard the last couple of weekends, our sister station, B101.5, has done some remotes from up there and has talked about this technology. And I was blown away by it in hearing about it and just trying to imagine it, because it's even way more advanced than I even imagined.
Yeah,
it's fantastic. And again, another piece, not just about the builders, but how we have partnership with the community. You know, we partner with the North Stafford High School, where the junior ROTC will also be assisting us in the event. And they're always very accommodating and willing to help us out or, you know, do volunteer work or anything. So they'll be out and about. You'll see them running around doing maybe menial tasks, I don't know, but they'll be busy and you'll see them around, and we're happy to have them there. They're a big help every time they're there. And they've also done presentation of the colors for some other events that we've done in the past. And also in a partnership with the North Stafford High School, what you may or may not know is that we, as part of our construction, we had to restore the historic Knight House. So that restoration is complete. With the exception of some final landscaping and what is considered a small community garden. And that garden is going to be planted by the North Stafford High School Horticultural class and club.
By Steve Rossi.
Steve Rossi, yes, who's been fantastic. You know, they were very excited to be involved. So it's almost like a field trip for these kids on a regular basis, where they're going to come out. They're actually going to – we'll provide the funds to get the plants. But they're going to do the planting. They're going to be responsible for maintaining it, and they're going to monitor it. And we also have an outdoor classroom there. The outdoor classroom is right next to the Knight House, where you know, he can hold class there whenever he wants.
And we're hoping that we'll get it over there,
activated.
They're strong, and we're excited to have them participate in the community.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, no, there really is the one, especially at that school. There's really there really is a strong feeling of community and pride.
Well, that goes right into speaking to who we designate our buyers are and how we market our community and everything with the family. Mm-hmm. Everything with the family, from the kids, the elementary schools, the high schools, and all that participation, the walkability factor. This is the lifestyle that we're trying to, you know, encourage.
Well, and I was thinking because I, and just off the top of my head, because Winding Creek Elementary is not too far from you, and H.H. Poole is in that area, and you mentioned North Stafford, and Colonial Forge isn't is just a stone's throw away. So I mean, you're really close to a lot of schools.
It's a very tight knit area.
Yeah.
Everybody is very encouraged to participate on all levels. All the schools are involved with us, and we are involved with all the schools as much as possible.
So yeah, so much is made about this being a bedroom community,
and many
of us do go north and do commute, but you're making it much more bearable, and you're making it very livable for the family with just the things we've talked about so far, and we're just scratching the surface here.
True, we are,
and one of the great things that's happening, perfect time for spring, is we're opening a few more miles of trails throughout our community.
So.
We have the trails that are along Mine Road that are paved, but we also have our wooded trails.
Yeah.
And those paths, they're nice and wide. And if you've been to the website, we do feature it quite a bit. And if you have an opportunity, please come by and enjoy that.
Yeah, we're going to add five more miles of wooded trails this spring.
Wow.
Yeah.
How nice is that?
Yeah. It is nice, yeah. So we have the stroller paths, which is alongside the road, which is what we were talking about earlier with the stroller warriors that run up and down that hill.
Yeah.
But now it'll be wooded paths also.
Yeah, and essentially at the end of the project, we anticipate having about 10 miles of trails throughout the community.
Yeah.
And those kind of things. And a lot of your people that live up there now have those trails. A lot of them were coming down to Fredericksburg to use the trail system in the city. You don't have to do that now because you've got it right up there.
Well, it's funny. The convenience of trails is key. We've actually walked the trails and we've added two more entrances because the ability to walk out your door, walk down the street, and walk around the trail is such a nice, convenient factor. And so by adding more entrances, I think we're getting more and more of the community linked into that trail system is key.
Yeah. That's a lot of trails, though. You can't have too many miles of trails. And like you said, if you have more entry points and for people to drive and park and whatever,
but
works.
It's like that with everything we do at Embry Mill, meaning we scatter our amenities throughout the community. Mm-hmm. We have pocket parks on every other block. We try to make sure that wherever you live in the community, you're close to something. It's very easy, especially being a family community with moms and little kids. It's nice to have a playground, one or two blocks over.
Sure.
You don't have to walk all the way across the whole park. And we pre-program all our playgrounds to have age-specific targeted kids so that if your kid grows up and moves past this type of playground, well, there's another playground three blocks over that is more age-appropriate. Hmm. So it's that forethought, I think, that is key to our development.
Absolutely.
Gary, you mentioned what's the website again for Embry Mill?
The website is embrymillevents.com, and you can purchase tickets there, see more about the event. You can pay through PayPal. You can also go to grapesandgrainstrail.com, and you could also come by our Welcome Center at 466 Embry Mill Road. That's the three main ways you can get tickets for this event.
Barry, go ahead.
I was going to say, you see the real big orange awning. That's where you go.
Okay. Berry and Wine Festival is coming to Embry Mill May 19th. This is the first year, May 19th from noon to 5. Again, embrymillevents.com is where you can get tickets. It is the Berry and Wine Festival. And we are talking about that this morning. We're talking about the good things and the exciting things in the development going on in Stafford at Embry Mill with Gary Scola and Fred Garns. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's now 8:31.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk powered in part this morning by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit tourstaffordva.com. We're talking Embry Mill and the Berry and Wine Festival, May 19th, noon to 5 at Embry Mill in Stafford. Gary Scola here, along with Fred Garns. As far as the build-out, Gary, with what's going on there, I mean, How much space do you have there? I forget now when because I remember when Embry Mill went through the whole the planning commission and the board of supervisors and all of that. I mean, you got a big area there, but
we do. It's well over 900 acres in total, and that includes also a parcel that we don't control, a commercial parcel that's up on Courthouse Road. But it also includes the parcels that the project donated to the county. We donated the parcel for the Rouse Center. Mm-hmm. And all those fields, and we also donated we've donated one school site. Actually, we haven't donated them yet, but they're slated to be donated for a middle school and for an elementary school.
Okay.
And I do believe that the elementary school may have been added to the CIP, the capital improvements budget, but not. I can't confirm that for sure. I know they're talking about it quite a bit because as Stafford grows, we need those facilities,
yeah.
And you know, Embry Mill is part of helping provide those facilities with the land and also with school proffer payments that are paid by the builders and such. So we're pretty excited about that piece of it. But as far as, I mean, the development goes up there. If you've driven down Mine Road lately, you know we've improved 2/3 of Mine Road.
Yeah.
The final third is coming soon. I'm sure many of you listening really want to know when that's going to open up. And, I would anticipate it be done no less than a year from now.
Okay.
But we're working really hard to take care of that. And that's going to alleviate a lot of congestion on Austin Ridge in that area. And just the activity going on in the Courthouse Road area now is pretty incredible. And, you know, I work on the project site, so I drive, I get off at that exit, and I take a turn on Courthouse Road.
Exit 140.
It says 140 off of 95. That's right, Fred. So sometimes I need to pick my head up because I didn't notice that the supports for the overpasses were already being constructed, and they were about three of them were about halfway done.
Double diamond.
So yeah, it's a huge new intersection there at the Courthouse interchange. It's a double diverging diamond interchange.
And you were telling me that once it's done and we figure it out, it's going to be terrific.
It is terrific, and it's interesting because I was telling Ted earlier, I am an engineer.
Yeah.
And even seeing the videos that VDOT put online, I was still trying to figure out how it works.
Because that was me.
Yeah, it seems like you're driving on the wrong side of the road.
Yeah.
So being curious, I did find one out, Route 66. I believe it's in the Haymarket area.
I think so.
If I remember correctly. And I drove it, and I said, oh, wow, this really works fantastic. And there was really no congestion. It kept the cars off of the main highway because it had a lot more space for the cars to queue, and so I was excited to see that coming right here to Stafford because I think you'll find once that's fully constructed, and I think it's due to be done in the summer of 2020.
That sounds right.
And that's not only including the interchange itself, but the widening of Courthouse Road for several miles west.
All the way
past Colonial Forge, and then also it's now not going to connect through at Courthouse Road. Courthouse Road is going to be a dead end by the county offices, It's now going to connect right to the road that goes to the Stafford Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's pretty important when you're coming off the highway to have easy access to the hospital.
Yeah.
I know that.
Because now once you get to the county government offices and into Route 1 and everything, it always slows.
Yeah, just to get from 95 to Route 1 could take you 20 minutes, mm-hmm. as we all know from that intersection now, and then you have to still go south on 1 to get to the hospital. Once this interchange is completed, it'll be a straight shot to the hospital right off the exit, pretty much. And so that's pretty exciting news for the hospital itself and for anybody trying to get there in a timely manner.
It's a great state-of-the-art traffic plan. And I think as we grow in Stafford County, you're seeing these improvements that we have to live through. And
yeah.
It can be frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, when they're done, it changes the whole dynamic of where we live.
I was just going to ask you that because what you do, Fred, and trying to in selling and talking up Embry Mill, I guess that, well, once this is done, look out.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it makes easy access to 95 and traffic flow so much faster. And the delays you get when you get in on and off the highway, that extra 5 minutes, taking that out of your commute, it'll feel all the difference in the world.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And it's interesting because it's difficult, even when you are shopping for a home, for example, and you see one under construction, it's hard to envision what it's going to look like when it's done.
Yeah.
And the same thing with this road and having driven on one of these new interchanges. I've seen it, so I had to see it myself. And
it's on VDOT's website.
Yeah, the website shows a simulation on VDOT rather, and but again, I didn't understand it until I went and drove it. But it gives you a good idea of what it's going
to
be.
And the fact that you're able to sell Embry-Riddle and get people there, and they're excited to be there, even with all of the construction going on.
Sure.
That once, it's just, in the next couple of years, once it's done, it's going to be, such.
It all started last year with the starting of the widening of Courthouse Road and also the extension of the hot lanes. The hot lanes now come to our exit right now, and I believe this plans to extend it even further down past the Rappahannock River Bridge. And, all of these things going on didn't slow us down. We were still one of the top-selling communities in all of Northern Virginia. I believe we were number 6 on the list, only behind some communities in Loudoun, and I think only one in Prince William County.
Yeah, we're number one remainder of 95 quarter.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So by far. So we're pretty proud of that, but we worked very hard to get there, and we're pretty proud of the community, and we'd love to have people come out and visit us for this event. The Berry and Wine Festival, and also come and visit the homes and visit the community. It's interesting, and please come to our Welcome Center at 466 Embry-Riddle Road, because there's things you can miss with the community. We have these pocket parks that Fred speaks of that, quite frankly, if we don't tell you, you could drive right by them, because some of them are hidden behind some other homes, and they're pretty unique. We have a racetrack park that's it's essentially a miniature racetrack. It's paved. It has traffic, working traffic lights.
For big wheels.
For tricycles, big wheels. We've even had events where we had adults on those manual ponies racing around there.
Well, every summer we do a remote control race car from Hobbytown come out, and all the participants can race the remote control cars around the track.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool little park, and it's also and one of the other things we're proud of in being part of the community, and not only the Greater Fredericksburg and Stafford community, but also the military and veteran community. We we donated a house last year. And when I say we, it's everybody involved with the community, not only our investor, Nash, North American Sekasui House, but Newland Communities. And each one of our builder partners all played a major role. And more specifically, Miller & Smith was the project manager, and it was one of their floor plans that they built for a worthy veteran.
That was a great story. I'd been there some for the Rouse Center. But to get into the community and to see and to see how everybody came together and just even how the neighborhood came together for that family in that house was terrific.
And we've seen that family out and about in the neighborhood. I think they've been to a couple of our marketing photo shoots. Their daughter is in a couple of our videos. And wonderful family, and we're so happy to have them. And it made me think of that house because that house backs up to the racetrack park. And also right across the street from them, they have a soccer field and a playground as well. So the festival park is a little bit down the street as well.
That goes
so it's a great location with all these amenities within a stone's throw of their home.
Yeah.
So we're very proud of all that. And we really like to see other people enjoy it.
Come out and see it.
You have to see it. And if you come to our Welcome Center, our community representatives are there to guide you and help you find, number one, a home. If you're shopping for a home, find you a home that be a good fit for you, as we have, again, a wide range of homes, anywhere from a 2,000 square foot townhome to a 5,000 square foot single family on a cul-de-sac. And we're actually introducing a new product this spring. Not so much a new product, but it's a new area. It's essentially your own little area with all larger front-load lots that, when I say front-load, driveway in the front, I think a lot of people think of Embry-Riddle as alley-load product, neo-traditional, but we do have a wider array of product. And both Drees and Stanley Martin, two very good regional builders, are going to be building some larger homes in essentially a small cul-de-sac community. I think there's only 87 lots in that section. And we're naming it the West Walk.
West Walk.
And it's going to be, I don't want to say it's exclusive, but it's a little bit isolated. You have a little more privacy. There's only one road in and out. And, you know, we're looking forward to opening up that section. And we think it's going to be one of our most popular selling items at Embry Mill. And we think they're going to sell out pretty quick. So we're excited.
How many builders, Gary, do you have involved there?
We have seven different builders.
And seven models.
And seven models. We're thinking it might even be up to 9 or 10 models, but it should be 8 by the time we have the event.
Yeah, we're introducing a new builder this year.
And we do have a new builder that just joined our builder family. It's Dreamfinders Homes. And Dreamfinders Homes is based out of Jacksonville, Florida. And one of the unique things about this builder is the quality of construction that we've seen that they're putting into their product and the time and care they've taken to build their home. You know, it's something a little different that not all of the builders do. Some of the builders do it, but the types of insulation and energy efficiency that they offer.
All right, you're talking engineer speak.
I know, I'm sorry. I got off topic.
One of the things that people notice about Dreamfinder Homes is that they have an extended garage. So, like, if you're driving larger trucks or, you know, excursions or something like that, their garage, you can fit in their garage, which is a problem nowadays with oversized vehicles.
Yeah, right.
Or, well, normal-sized vehicles now.
Yeah. And you could probably fit three smaller cars in that garage as well.
Or two cars and a motorcycle.
Yeah. Yeah. So, essentially, what do we call it? A hog pen, pretty much?
So yeah.
Keep your motorcycle over there. But it's actually a beautiful house, and they should be open in time for the event. I believe they're actually opening up this next week.
Yes.
This
coming weekend? They'll be open for the event. They're staging next week.
Right. Okay. Right. So that's exciting. And then we have Kay Hovnanian, who is a longstanding builder at our community that just joined us back, and they've got a relatively affordable product on a smaller lot that has been doing very well. They've created some fantastic floor plans, and we think they're going to do very well as also.
They've got a unique glass enclosed den in their model.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very unique.
You got to come see it. It's awesome. I mean, it's one of those features, those memory features that people see in houses. They're like, oh, that's what I want. You know, it's incredible.
Yeah, it's truly amazing how much house they fit on a relatively small lot, and it's hard to envision when you walk in, and then you go upstairs and you see it could actually be a 5-bedroom home, correct? So that's interesting on a relatively small lot, and then we have. You know, we do still have our neo-traditional product, which a lot of people love it. We have the alley-loaded garage. And
they don't know what neo-traditional is. It's where the garage is in the back. You go down your alley, and you pull in the back of your house.
Okay, yeah.
And your front of the house remains just sidewalks. So the walkability factor.
Yeah, and the streetscape.
The
streetscape is absolutely beautiful on those situations. And when you drive up Embry Mill Road, you get a good feel for that.
Right. And so you're parking behind? Is that
how? Yes. Yeah. Okay. Private alleys.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you get Integrity, Miller & Smith, and Atlantic.
And, you know, again, those are three local regional builders that build a great quality product that have been with, I believe, all three of those builders have been with Embry Mill since the start.
Yes.
Miller & Smith, Integrity, and Atlantic. We're thrilled to have them. They're great builders. You get great personal attention with them because they're local. And, you know, we can't say enough about our builders. We're very pleased with who we have there. And we may potentially have more in the future. But right now, we've got a great team of builders and great product.
And they're all going to be participating in our Berry Wine Festival.
Yes.
And they're all going to be bringing in hors d'oeuvres and foods and things for the kids.
Right. I think it may be a competition for who has the best hors d'oeuvres.
Always competitive.
That's right.
We're talking Gary Scola and Fred Garnes here from Newland Communities. We are talking Embry Mill, and when we come back, we're going to wrap it up and talk again about the Berry and Wine Festival at Embry Mill, May 19th from noon to 5. You can get tickets and find out more about this if you go to embrymillevents.com. We'll wrap it up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Stafford County invites you to tour around your own hometown.
Art After Hours returns to Gary Melcher's home and studio at Belmont. Megan Pachaler, a lot to see, a lot to do, a lot of interest in this event.
It's May 17th, which is a Thursday, and it's from 6 to 8. And everyone's invited. It's open to the public and free admission. We'll have live music from Karen Jonas. Potomac Point Winery will be there selling wine. Six Bears and a Goat will be there selling beer. And then for the first time this year, we're having two food trucks. In the past, we've had one food truck. We've also tried one food truck and like an ice cream truck. But last in September, it was just too big and the line for the food was really long.
Stafford Tourism is a proud sponsor of Town Talk. To find out details on a wide variety of great local events, visit TourStaffordVA.com.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We are talking Embry-Riddle and specifically the Berry and Wine Festival, May 19th from noon to 5 at Embry-Riddle in Stafford. Gary Scola and Fred Garns here from Newland Communities. And in Gary, as we've talked about, this Berry and Wine Festival, this is the first year, noon to 5, something for everyone, very family friendly. And this is exciting stuff.
It is. Well put, Ted. And I think, just give you the details, it's going to be on May 19th, again, noon to 5. It's the first annual Wine and Berry Festival. We're hoping to make it an annual event, and we're hoping that the tradition will go on long after Embry-Riddle is fully built out and either carried on by the Homeowners Association or Tour Stafford or somebody hopefully picks it up. And the tickets are $10 a person, and tickets are only required if you're going to participate in the tastings of the wine and the beer. And it also includes, you'll get a nice little tumbler wine glass with the Berry and Wine Festival logo on it. And also, admission is free for any children, designated drivers, or people who are not participating in the tasting.
You only pay to drink.
Yeah, if you're not doing the tastings, you're not expected to pay. You just come, enjoy the community, enjoy some of the food. The food trucks that also be there. And enjoy touring the homes and seeing who has the best hors d'oeuvres in each one of the units.
Well, and it really is a chance, as we have talked about Embry-Riddle, sometimes there's just a lot to process because there's a lot going on there. This gives you a chance to come look around. Right. You kind of get a feel from the people that are there, just the community that you have built there.
Right, and my whole staff will be there all day. We'll be either driving people to and from their cars in a golf cart or just making sure things are going smoothly, making sure no one sneaks in the back door. We're really there to help and provide information. Yeah. If anybody's there, you wanted to know something about Embry-Riddle, how it works, we're all there. Our builder's staff is there as well. And we want you to learn more about the community as well as have a good
time. It's a great event to get exposure to people who are considering Embry-Riddle. But it really, it's a fun day. The kids will have something to do. The parents will have stuff to do. You can walk 7 or 8 models, see everything that's going on. There's a lot of people that come out and walk our models that just like to see the interior design. Mm-hmm. I mean, so it's a good family day event.
But you're really, it's a great chance to see up close. And like you say, there'll be people there. There'll be builders there that can... They can talk to you about the home or the community.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And, you know, we have more things to come in the community. We have a new amenity center that we're going to be building with a new pool, mm-hmm. meeting room, playground for a little bit older kids, a basketball court, a new soccer field, and we'll have small meeting spaces outside in the exterior around the soccer field, as well as an outdoor classroom that we're hoping that North Stafford High School and their horticultural club will utilize.
New trails, restaurant, right next to the Rouse Center. There's a lot going on.
It's funny because a couple of years ago, all we really had to talk about was the Embry House and the cafe.
Right.
And we just take it for granted now. And I keep forgetting to
mention it. We live it day to day.
And the food's fantastic. The atmosphere is great. The weather's great. So now the patios will be open so you can sit outside.
That's right.
So we're really excited about that. The pool will be opening in a few more weeks, and it's going to be really active around the Embry House. And we please encourage you to come visit anytime, and especially come out for the Berry and Wine Festival.
Well, and it's funny you mention that, because I was just going to say to you, because it seems to me, as just someone who's on the outside looking in, that we're talking about way more things than even we were talking about in December when you were last here. And this is the kind of thing, a lot of times some of these communities make a lot of promises, this is coming, and then it turns out something falls through. You're following through, and the community is being built as you grow right before our eyes.
Absolutely. And we're on top of that, we're always looking for types of promotions and things to offer our potential residents as they come through there. And one of the things we've done is we've partnered with Augustine Golf Club and offering discounted rates to any new buyers. So that's pretty exciting. And also the Rouse Center. We partnered with the Rouse Center. We sponsor the Rouse Center.
Right.
And they get their initiation window. They used to. So we do sponsor the Rouse Center.
Yeah.
We do have a banner in there. And it's a great facility. And if you, you know, again, it's not our facility, but we consider it one of our amenities.
Yeah. Berry and Wine Festival at Embry Mill, May 19th from noon to 5. Go to embrymillevents.com. Unfortunately, we're out of time. Gary Scola and Fred Garns, come on back sometime, and this will be to be continued.
We'll do. Thank
Town
you.
Talk, Thank powered you. By Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit tourstaffordva.com.
News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.